3 years ago, the end of Al-Shabaab was thought to be in sight. The group was driven out of the Somali capital, Mogadishu, by the African Union force AMISOM and was losing its grip on cities across the country. But then the fighting stopped. AMISOM has not taken any new ground from the militants since 2012. In the meantime, the group has only become more dangerous. Suicide attacks against government targets in the capital, like the February assault on the presidential palace, and last year's days-long siege on the Westgate shopping mall in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, show that Al-Shabaab remains a serious terrorist threat. Kedrick Barnes, the Horn of Africa project director for the International Crisis Group, says the militants have also been adding to their ranks.
They did do a lot of recruitment in the wider region over the past few years. There were several recruitment drives during 2013. Both inside Somalia and elsewhere.
The UN estimates Al-Shabaab has about 5,000 members operating from bases in southern Somalia. Its stated goals: to destroy the Western-backed government and to establish Islamic law. The government's inability to provide services in areas under militant control gives more leverage to Al-Shabaab.
You know, Shabaab doesn't really have to try very hard to provide anything. But I think it is important to acknowledge that while they do have a very brutal side, and a side that can be deeply unpopular, they also do provide some very, very basic services, and not just physical services, but sort of mediation services that the state can't provide.
The United States has conducted targeted but unsuccessful operations against Al-Shabaab's commanders. A drone strike in January nearly killed militant leader Ahmed Abdi Godane near the town of Baraway, the site of a failed U.S. Navy SEALs operation last year. The Somali government and AMISOM have announced plans to resume operations against the group in their remaining strongholds, but so far there has been no action. Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Nairobi.